This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Welcome to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects, and he has helped an untold number of people to really move their career forward. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Freddie. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And before we forget, because we've got a really jam-packed program today, let's talk about how our audience can reach out to you, what the website is, and most importantly, how they can connect with you, Joe McKenzie.
Well, they can reach out to my website, and that's rippleconnects.com. It'll describe some of our curriculum, as well as some testimonials of people that we've helped over the years in different situations where they've recalibrated, retooled, or reinvented their careers. Freddie, they can always give me a call at 763-438-1621. I return everybody's calls because it's the right thing to do.
All right. Let's talk about overconfidence in the job interview setting. Last week, we talked about overcoming
anxiety,
interview anxiety.
Yes.
But this week,
yes,
we want to cover that overconfidence portion in an interview situation. So you've got your customers, your clients prepared. Describe for me what you see happening out there in regards to this week's topic.
I do see a certain amount of overconfidence, and that's why I'm bringing it forward. So if I can help someone to realize that we all have good accomplishments, we're all proud of our accomplishments. And sometimes if in an interview, and let's frame it, we're talking about a job interview. If it comes across in a job interview, if it's all about you and all about how all these accomplishments that you did, that will come across as overconfident. Because the fact is that a job interview is about what that company needs to accomplish. And if you don't take the time to understand that and what they need to accomplish, that comes across negatively, because it's all about the company at this point. And often I see people that will fall into that trap of talking about all about themselves and never asking a question. They may have the boilerplate question, you know, at the end. But I would rather see someone come out of the gates early and ask a question about what this job needs to accomplish. What does years 2 and 3 look like? That will allow you to not come across as overconfidence by just only talking about yourself and your accomplishments. So yes, we're pivoting from anxiety, but we can also go in the other direction and come across negatively, because we make it all about ourselves, and that shouldn't be the case.
So do you think it's nerves, or do you think that maybe they've been on so many interviews for opportunities that, do you think that someone knows that they're coming across as overconfident?
It could happen. Hey, I've had a lot of interviews. I'm good at this. Whatever mindset creeps in, I've got 20 plus years of experience. I'm the most qualified candidate. How do they know? How do they know? Unless you start bringing that level of curiosity about this opportunity and doing your homework and asking and figuring out, how do you know you're the greatest at this job? Someone coming out of college may have a certain amount of internship or experience and ask that question, and where this company needs to go and what they need to accomplish. And all of a sudden, that's the candidate that turns into the contender, because now they're talking their language. So it can happen. We have to realize that there's talented people in all generations that we're competing against. We have to make sure that we don't come across as overconfident or feeling overconfident, but confident and curious about what that company needs to achieve with this position. that will allow that overconfidence to not come across in a negative way.
Is it acceptable during the interview, the career interview, to ask the interviewer, how am I doing so far? Are you hearing what you need to match up with your needs?
I would rather have them talk about some specifics and not so much ask how I'm doing. I would ask if I've talked about a relevant accomplishment and give them something that the person that's doing the interviewing, have I given you something to think about? Am I bringing a different way to solve this problem? That I would rather have someone ask that question to create that conversation with the interviewer than say, how am I doing? I think that takes practice, and it doesn't come easily to people that don't interview a lot, but those are some of the techniques we bring to our coaching that we will talk about real problems that this company may have. And now we want to measure how our solution or how we came about the solution is measuring up.
It's amazing that you've got this kind of expertise. So let's talk about your career and the many years you've had of interviewing your career. What's one of the biggest mistakes that you've seen applicants make over and over again in being overconfident?
We all use our network to uncover a lot of opportunities. And I've seen where we think we have an in because we have an advocate, and we have that over-reliance on that advocate, doing our work for us. An advocate may get us in there. An advocate may support what we've done, but it never takes the place of someone going into an interview and uncovering for themselves what needs to be accomplished here. And so that over-reliance, well, that person referred me. I've got a pretty good in here. That's overconfidence that could hurt you. And that's one of the biggest mistakes I see with the professional networking, that they think they've got a super highway to get this job. That's normally not the case. Again, Freddie, we've talked about it in previous weeks. We're in a competitive world market here. We need to bring the best people on board to accomplish what we need to accomplish. And the person who spends that time uncovering it, even without an advocate bringing them in, will fare better in an interview. So that over-reliance on someone in a professional networking situation in a job interview is one of the biggest mistakes that I see. Another one, Freddie, is that we don't cite examples. We gloss over. We don't use the STAR method and use a specific situation, our task, our actions, and the results. If we don't talk about results that are relevant to what they want to accomplish, that lack of specifics is one of the biggest mistakes I see too.
Wow. So if there are a couple of things that we should remember in making sure that we don't come across as being overconfident in a job interview, what would that be?
Just realize this interview is not all about you. It's about what that company needs to accomplish. So if you bring curiosity and confidence and a keen ear for listening and asking good questions, that will more than likely remove you from an overconfident position coming across that way. It's when they make it all about them and they don't ask questions, they're not curious, they don't listen, they don't ask, that's when you start coming across as overconfident. So curiosity plus confidence and asking those good questions and obviously citing good specifics on your accomplishments will be that right mix for an interview to be more curious about what you bring than someone that doesn't do that.
You know, just listening to you, we've talked for a number of years, but at this point I would go, my gosh, I need to get in contact with Joe McKenzie. It sounds like he's got it all figured out. I know we shared it at the beginning of the program, but how can our listeners get in direct contact with you, Joe McKenzie?
Certainly feel free to reach out to me at 763 888-438-1621. Even if it's a 10-minute conversation of your situation, learn more about who I am, and I can learn more about where you're trying to go. That's when our team is at our best, when we understand where our clients are wanting to go. And then again, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, how we curate the right techniques, the right resources to bring out the best. That's our differential out there. We don't have one program, and everybody not everybody needs interview practice, Freddie. Not everybody does. Maybe they need help on the professional networking side or just talking about their accomplishments in a different setting. Every client is different.
All right. And you do some fine work at Ripple Connect.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And you're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and we continue our program right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities. Here's why companies, clubs, and organizations just like yours book Freddie Bell for keynote presentations.
I've been able to find my way through trying circumstances, and with each seemingly devastating situation, I've come back stronger and better. Why? Because of the techniques that embody courage, enthusiasm, and staying focused on the goal, that dream and that desire. What's your dream? What's holding you back?
If you've been struggling to get to the top, if you're searching for unprecedented breakthroughs, if you're looking for the light when the way seems dark, book Freddie Bell today.
The way to a successful life is using proven techniques that move you, that help you, and sustain you. It's time to get fired up. It's time to move up and to show up.
Freddie provides the keys in your keynote address. Call Freddie Bell now. 888-639-9738. That's 888-639-9738. Or visit FreddieBell.com right now to book your engagement.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Hi, this is Paul Metza inviting you to Black E's Memorial Woofenanny 2. It's a benefit for Homeward Bound Dog Rescue. It will be taking place on Saturday, July 14th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Moe's American Grill, located at 2400 Mounds View Boulevard in Mounds View, Minnesota. Features some great music. I'll have my trio there. Tommy Lieberman, Mary Harris, Alicia Corbett, John Amoro, Dan Rumsey, Martin Devaney, Ginny Dodds, Curtis Say, and Doug Collins. And who knows who else is going to show up. Blackie was my lovely rescue dog. We lived together for 16 years, so it's an honor of him. I had to let him go to the doggy gods about a year and a half ago. So we're going to raise some money for the homeless dogs out there. It's going to happen, rain or shine, and we're actually going to have dogs for adoption from 3 to 5 p.m., and it's also dog-friendly. So bring the pup Saturday, July 14th from 3 to 7 p.m. Benefit for Homeward Bound Dog Rescue at Moe's in Moundsview. Hope to see you there.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. And we've got a great show planned for you as we continue. Thank you, Joe McKenzie, for all your great work. Let's talk now about your health, your real physical health. We've got some ideas that could help you to turn your life around. Let's talk about your blood pressure. I've got some short bites here, and I hope that you'll find a nugget that you can just tune into. Let's first talk about the blood flowing through your body, your blood pressure. They say, and you know how they are, that if you take the stairs, it's really good for your blood pressure. Going up a staircase can help blood pressure to go down. That's the finding of a new study published in Menopause, which found that stair climbing can effectively lower blood pressure. That's right. Researchers recruited postmenopausal women and had them climb 192 stairs, the equivalent of approximately 16 staircases 2 to 5 times a day, 4 times a week. In about 12 weeks, their blood pressure decreased. In addition to lowering blood pressure, stair climbing also led to a reduction in arterial stiffness, a heart risk factor, and an increase in leg strength. So it's a good thing to take those stairs any chance you get and to do it on purpose. How about preventing spinal bone loss? Highly processed foods and fast foods may accelerate bone aging, and I know you're not going to like the rest of this, but listen anyway. Researchers at Mount Sinai Health System in New York City studied the effects of advanced glycation end products, AGEs, compounds found in heat-processed, dried, pasteurized, smoked, or fried foods on the spines of mice for 18 months. Here's what they found. A high-age diet was linked to spinal bone loss and increased risk of fractures. The research also eliminated the link between diet and bone health, but more is needed to see how this age affects people. When I say age, I'm talking about advanced glycation end products. Also, there's a medication warning. About 10 million Americans take blood pressure medications containing a new enzyme, and new studies of 80,000 Danish people with skin cancer found that this ingredient could raise the risk of squamous cell carcinoma sevenfold. It makes the skin more vulnerable to UV damage. If you're taking medication for your blood pressure, be vigilant and ask your doctor about sun protection and ask your doctor about other drugs that could be better for you. Are you living the good life? There's some tips from the new book, Secret of World's Healthiest People by Stephen R. and Elizabeth Shimmer Bowers, that can help you to be happier and healthier. Number one, they say, and there are three ideas they share with you. Number one is to smile more. They say that laughter has powerful health benefits. Not only can it trigger a flood of mood-boosting endorphins and stimulate circulation to the heart, lungs, and muscles, but it can also help improve memory and lower stress. Number two is to think positively. Researchers found that people with an optimistic view of aging lived an average of 7.5 years longer than those with a negative outlook. A gloomy attitude, impaired cognitive function, and accelerated signs of fragility, including increased exhaustion and walking at a slower pace. Older adults who value the wisdom and contentment that come with age were 44% more likely to recover from a disability. And the third idea from the book entitled The Secret of the World's Healthiest People, it says, get outside. Your body makes vitamin D from sunlight. This is a perfect time of the year for it. And exercising outdoors on sunny days can supply you with the recommended daily dose, which is 600 to 800 internal units or IUs, depending on your age. Over 40% of United States adults are D deficient, which has been linked to a raised risk of cancer and heart disease. We're giving you some ideas this weekend on how to improve your physical health. And here's a fact that may surprise you. Sneaky people don't win. According to a new study published by the American Psychological Association, deceptive people are seen as more than just dishonest. They're also considered less capable. In six experiments with a total of more than 1,500 people, participants who were accused of hypothetical charges such as cheating on an exam or stealing from a donation jar were rated as less competent by other participants. Researchers deduced that people who behave in these ways lack social intelligence, for instance. They have an inability to take others into account or to follow established social norms, which makes them appear to be incompetent. We've talked often on New Beginnings about Alzheimer's, and as we study the plaque attacks, scientists at the Cleveland Clinic Lerner Research Institute gradually depleted an enzyme called beta secretase in animals with Alzheimer's disease. The formation of brain amyloid plaques was completely reversed and cognition improved. Buildup of these plaques is one of the earliest signs of disease, so these findings could lead to new treatments for early age Alzheimer's. And finally, in this particular segment, 82% of dog owners felt their mental and emotional health improved because of their relationship with a dog. Here's one more idea for you to consider. There's a workout for your brain. Scientists have more evidence that exercise improves brain health. There's a new study from the University of Texas Southwestern's O'Donnell Brain Institute in Dallas, and it suggests that the lower a person's fitness level, the faster the deterioration of vital brain nerve fibers, potentially resulting in cognitive decline, including memory loss issues characteristic of dementia. The O'Donnell Brain Institute is now conducting a 5-year clinical trial at 6 medical centers around the country to determine just how much aerobic exercise is needed for cognitive benefits. And if you join forces with others, you can help achieve fitness weight loss goals more easily. University of Connecticut researchers tracked 130 couples for 6 months. One member of the couple either followed the Weight Watchers program or was asked to read and follow advice on healthy eating, exercise, and weight control strategies. Both groups lost weight. And researchers discovered a ripple effect in which the other members of the couple also dropped pounds despite not actively trying. Walkers also benefit from the buddy approach. A review of 18 studies on walking in groups concluded that group walkers were more likely to stick with their walking routines and to report that their overall quality of life improved compared to those who strolled alone. Researchers think the social support that group workouts provide has a beneficial effect on motivation and mood. So the next time you're at the YMCA or the Y in general and they offer a buddy class, jump in with both feet, so to speak. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our show continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
With each brushstroke on a canvas, an artist creates beauty and form from imagination. That's our point of focus. Through their imagination, an artist's skill captures what they see in the world in their mind's eye. These depictions can stir the soul. With your power of imagination, you can open a world of possibilities. By using your imagination, you can turn what seems impossible into the possible. By being resourceful or creative at work or at home, you can create what you imagine. Your imagination allows you to soar beyond appearances. You can visualize what is possible and bring that into visibility. Your enthusiasm actually expands as you apply your imagination. Use your creative power to explore a new dimension of living through imagination. I'd love to share more with you as a keynote speaker and show you how you can get huge results from the power of focus. To book Freddie Bell for your next event, send an email to Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-I-E, Bell.com or call 888-639-9738, 888-639-9738. For the point of focus, this is Freddie Bell.
The only thing better than being outdoors, soaking up that summer sunshine, is coming into a nice, cool, air-conditioned house afterwards. So if you're looking at updating or buying a new AC, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has some great systems at $700 off during July. There's even easy financing options available on approved credit. It's no sweat. Really, no sweat. Call today and ask how you can save $700 on your new air conditioner. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Some restrictions apply.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, the House Geeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today will be sunny with a high near 89, staying mostly clear tonight with a low around 69. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high near 88, Monday sunny with a high near 82, and Tuesday sunny with a high near 80. Our Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week is Hazel's Northeast. Serving scratch dishes rooted in over 50 years of family tradition, come try Hazel's Reuben or Wild Mushroom Ravioli at 29th and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis, or see more menu options at eatlocalminnesota.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
It's time to talk a little finance now on New Beginnings. And we're asking the big question. We're wondering if your finances are keeping pace with how things are rolling. You know, since 2013, millennials' retirement savings have nearly doubled, while baby boomers and Gen Xers have seen their median retirement accounts surge by about 60%. That according to a new survey by Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Now, before anyone gets too comfortable, consider that just 16% of baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964, that's who we're targeting on our show, will be able to retire comfortably, that according to a survey of 6,300 adults. Today's median retirement savings are really short of levels needed to replace a high percentage of workers' pre-retirement income. For example, men reported having nearly three times the amount of retirement savings than women. Across all age groups, men reported median savings of $123,000 compared with women's median savings of just $42,000. This disparity between men and women is quite shocking, that according to people who are in the know. Women's median savings inched up about 24% from $34,000 5 years ago, and during that time, men's median savings rose 81%. Now, what do you take away from all of this? Well, the last few years, we've seen an extraordinary growth in financial markets. But we've also seen people taking loans and early withdrawals from retirement accounts, which can really slow down that growth. In that spirit, consider your circumstances and whether you're really on track. The experts say that you might want to think back 5 years and remember how much was in your retirement account at that time. Another question to consider is, has your balance grown as fast as a target date mutual fund? The 5-year average annual return for the Vanguard Target Retirement 2030 fund, for example, was 8.35% as of May 31st. Now, that's just one benchmark. With steady contributions, an account should be growing by more than just the rate of investment growth. But did you raid your account for a personal emergency? Stop contributions because of a job loss or some other crisis. Maybe you incurred a big unplanned expense that crowded out your ability to save. Now think about the next 5 years. Where do you want to be? If you're several years from retirement age, think realistically about how much your savings could grow and about how to make sure you're moving forward every year, even if it's only a little bit. You may not be miles ahead, but you will be ahead. The main thing is to keep abreast of what you're doing right now, and that's a pretty good barometer for what's going to happen in the future. We're talking about your finances right now on New Beginnings. And what about the IRA options that you might be considering, where there's a new tax law that's made some attractive opportunities available to investors, but you can't wait until next year's filing deadline? Accountants are saying that we are history teachers, and we'll tell you what you should have done last year after it's too late. There are people who are saying that one of the opportunities concerns new rules governing the conversion or the conversion of assets from traditional to Roth IRAs. Roth accepts only post-tax dollars, and gains going forward are tax-free, assuming the distribution is made after age 59 and a half, and the account has been held at least 5 years. Now, unlike a traditional IRA, contributions can be withdrawn at any time without penalty, and Roths usually are not subject to required minimum distributions after age 70 and a half. Conversions are available to anyone, but often make the most sense for higher income retirement savers seeking to get more dollars into Roths than can be done via direct contributions. Roths are subject to the same annual contribution limits as traditional IRAs, $5,500 this year or $6,500 if you're age 50 or older, and direct contributions are also phased out for higher income workers. There aren't any limits on conversion amounts from traditional to Roth IRAs, but they come with the cost. Conversions are treated as ordinary income in the year of the conversion, generating an income tax bill at your current tax rate. The Tax Cuts and Job Acts of 2017 places one new restriction on Roth conversions by eliminating recharacterizations or reversals. Under the old rules, an investor could convert a traditional IRA to a Roth, but then reverse the decision any time before the following year's return deadline. That could be advantageous. For example, if you converted $20,000 in mutual fund assets to a Roth before the end of the year, only to see the fund's value fall to $12,000 by the following March. Now, this new rule applies to conversions done in 2018 and in the future, but one recharacterization opportunity remains. According to the Internal Revenue Service, 2017 Roth conversions can still be done, can still be undone, I should say, until October 15th this year. That's important. In this current stock market, changes in fund value might not be an easy call, but if you move to a lower tax bracket this year due to Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, or if your income simply dropped, a change in tax brackets could present a recharacterization opportunity. Reverse the 2017 Roth conversion and replace it with a Roth conversion this year at lower tax rate. There's one more strategy. If you are looking at large gains on a 2017 conversion, you shouldn't undo it even if you pay a bit more in taxes, since the gains is tax-free. Now, that point underscores a key point about Roth conversions. There is no one-size-fits-all answers. Conversions do raise a pay now or a pay later question, though. They make the most sense for older retirement investors who tend to be in higher tax brackets, and a bit less for those who expect income and tax rates to fall in retirement. Everyone should do their own analysis and talk with your own personal finance advisor. Also, the middle ground. It makes a series of smaller annual Roth conversions working up to the top of your tax bracket. For example, a married couple with income of $100,000 in the 22% tax bracket, the 24% tax bracket kicks in at $165,000. They could also convert another $60,000 without kicking themselves into the higher bracket, for example. For older IRA owners, the TCJA, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, has created an incentive to use a little-known route to making charitable contributions. It's called the Qualified Charitable Distribution, or the QCD. The QCD allows IRA account holders who are at least 70 and a half years old to make direct donations up to $100,000 annually without first taking a distribution. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act raised the standard deduction to $24,000 for married couples, and for taxpayers above 65, it's $26,600. Now, what this all means is that many more people will be taking the standard deduction, making charitable contributions more expensive. The qualified charitable distribution donations are excluded from taxable income, which means this amount effectively is added to your $26,600 standard deduction. The qualified charitable distribution also counts any required minimum distributions that you must take starting at age 70 and a half. And keeping those donated dollars out of your adjusted gross income can also help avoid income tax bracket creep and reduce taxation of Social Security benefits. It also can help avoid Medicare's high income premium surcharges. Just some ideas to help you to take care of your money as we continue on New Beginnings this week. If you have questions about what we've covered, I know that's kind of mind-numbing looking at all those numbers, but it's really important when you're looking at the different IRA options to consider right now because of that new tax law making some attractive opportunities available to investors. But it's important, once again, not to wait until next year's filing deadline to take advantage of these opportunities. And as we continue talking about finances this weekend, I always like to consider the younger folks in our audience who are looking to get to where most of our listeners are who are over 50, and we're talking about your money as well. I've got some ideas to help your friendships to be maintained as you try to make it on a budget. If you value your friendships, that's a big indicator of health and happiness at older ages in valuing family relationships. Young adults can set forth the foundation now, and what you do and how much you spend won't matter. Here's how to cultivate long friendships when you're short of cash. Number one, volunteer together. We always talk about it on New Beginnings. Joe McKenzie is a vanguard about volunteering. He says, pick something you both care about, such as animal welfare, the environment, or veterans issues, and research local organizations that focus on those. Sign up for an opportunity that takes place every week or month to keep you engaged in that organization and to give you or your friend a hangout to look forward to. And there's a bonus. It just feels nice to help people. Another idea, we've got five ideas to help you to thrive your friendships to really expand on a budget. Join the club. You can start a monthly book club, a wine club maybe, hiking club, a group play date for your friends, dogs, you name it. All it takes is a leader willing to send out a reminder email and gather everyone's availability through a method like Doodle. Many book clubs keep going strong for years, and the club part often turns out to be way more important to members than the book part. Number three in ways to make your friendship thrive on a budget is to nab discounts for young people. Many cultural institutions want young folks in the audience, and they're hoping that you'll buy tickets for years to come. Look into younger than 30 or younger than 35 discount ticket programs where you live, particularly at dance or theater performances. Some might require a small yearly membership fee, but if you like to see shows often, this fee will eventually pay for itself. Idea number four is to budget for fun the way you would for groceries, and you can spend it without guilt. If you simply must meet friends for dinner four times a week, look at your spending holistically. A budgeting app can help and make cuts elsewhere. Bring lunch to work every day, or when you're home alone, commit to making your own meals and avoid the takeout. And number 5, get crafty. If you know how to knit or to crochet, I wonder if people are still doing that. No one is stopping you from doing it with a friend. You can get a group together and sketch while listening to music, or spend a night repurposing old clothes that you don't wear so they're summer ready. And then saving money usually requires forethought. The same goes for suggesting an activity beyond let's get drinks. So we've given you some ideas. Volunteer together, join a group, get some discounts that are available for young people at many different cultural institutions. Cook when you're by yourself, cook your own food, and then get crafty. If you know how to knit or crochet, for example, you can really do yourself a big favor. You're listening to Freddie Bell. This is New Beginnings, and our show continues for you right now.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for.
Summer is the season to clean the easily overlooked areas of your house. Look at your roof. Do you have black streaks, blotches, or algae? Don't wait until you need to replace your roof. You can clean it for much cheaper. What about your siding? Run your finger along the outside of your house, and you can feel the cleaning it needs. For cleaning services, call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484. And tell them that you're an AM950 listener to save up to $100 in July only. That's 651-447-4484. Call now to save on July services.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Change means that we are alive. It is an essence of life that there is change, growth, evolution, development. Kennedy calls our attention to the principle of life in this physical world and reminds us that change is inevitable, not because life is hard and cruel, but because life evolves and continues, because it does change. How easily we can forget this principle of change. here again, speaking a few years later in 1968, Kennedy declared, "The road toward equality of freedom is not easy, and great cost and danger march alongside us. We are committed to peaceful and nonviolent change, and that is important for all to understand. Though all change is unsettling, still, even in the turbulence of protest and struggle, it is greater hope for the future. As men learn to claim and achieve for themselves the rights formerly petitioned from others. And most important of all the panoply of government power has been committed to the goal of equality before the law. As we are now committing ourselves to the achievement of equal opportunity in fact, we must recognize the full human equality of all our people before God, before the law, and in the councils of government. We must do this, not because it is economically advantageous, although it is, not because the laws of God command it, although they do, not because people in other lands wish it to be so. We must do it for the single and fundamental reason that it is the right thing to do. We can give great thanks for the great leaders of humanity who stimulate and activate our individual moral imagination into action, into change, to bring the formless ideal into world actions. We often hear of Mahatma Gandhi's challenge, "You must be the change you wish to see in the world." That is, embody your most cherished ideals. And it begins with your power of imagination. Kennedy, again, quoting George Bernard Shaw's play, Back to Methuselah, sums up the true power of imagination. He declared, "You see things and say, why? But I dream things that never were and say, why not? Why not?" That creative power of imagination that takes possibility, potential in life, and gives it shape and form and color and image in our mind, so that we can then see ourselves carrying that truth forward. How wondrous and marvelous are we as God's creation, that we have this creative power, each one with unique and specific gifts. We don't need to waste our time longing that we had the gifts of another. As the Apostle Paul once wrote, "It would be a sheer waste of my energy to say, I wish I had the musical talent of Judy." Trying to imagine, or I should say fantasize, that I was playing the piano like Judy. No, true imagination is to grasp that idea, that ideal in my mind, and come forth with images that guide me, not Judy, but me, to do what ought to be done by me. This week, as I travel to Kansas City and Unity Village, I am sure to encounter one of the displays of Charles Fillmore's amazing quotation. A man in his 90s, who the outer world would say, sit down, rest, retire. But yet he proclaimed, I fairly sizzle with the zeal and enthusiasm and spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that ought to be done by me. He grasped that power. He clothed it in an image. Yes, this is what I need to bring to the table. This is how I help the world in its present state. I've said this before and I'll say it again in conclusion. We live in mighty interesting times. Oh, I suppose the world's always had its challenges, and there's not much point in us dwelling on the ancient past. We need to be here now. Someone once asked Myrtle Fillmore, tell us about your previous lives. And Myrtle said, well, I don't spend much time speculating on that because I have work to do here and now. The world needs us. It needs each one of us. And you can begin, as Emmett Fox suggested in today's Daily Word, remembering the key of your consciousness, the powerful and creative ideas you hold in mind, God's gift, God's powers within you. You can do something. Sometimes we don't even try because we think perhaps our gifts or our ideas are too small to be significant in the world. Each one of you makes a difference in this world. And you can work with that creative difference, that gift you have. Perhaps on your way home today, you'll encounter someone struggling with life, having a hard time. Sometimes it pushes people even to the point of acting out violently. You can choose. Will you listen to that person? Will you acknowledge them? Will you hold thoughts of all the divine potential that is within them? Will you help them pick up a burden and carry it a distance with them? These small things add up in the creative process to make great change.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.